everyone. I'm Becky. I'm an alcoholic. I don't get to come to this meeting very often. Thank you, Larry, for asking me to share. I've been sober a little over 4 years. My sponsor is Sue, and my home group is a Monday night women's group in La Mesa. I live in La Mesa up in the Mount Helix area. I have 3 kids. I work in the healthcare field. I work with old people with dementia, so I feel right at home there. You know, when I first came into the program, I didn't know that I was never going to be able to take a drink again. I don't think I'm grateful for that, because I don't think I would have come to a meeting if I knew that that's what it was going to mean. I thought I was going to learn how to control and manage my drinking when I went to my first meeting. That's what I thought Alcoholics Anonymous was a place where people learned how to control and manage their drinking. So it was actually about 6 weeks into going to meetings that I asked. I had a temporary sponsor at the time because my current sponsor, Sue, she was traveling around the world when I got sober. So we were emailing, and I right away asked someone to sponsor me at the Monday night women's meeting. And I remember after meeting, getting together with her a couple times, I said, you know, what does that mean when people take cakes? And she said, well, that's a celebration of their sobriety. And I said, you mean like the last time they were drunk, or the last time they blacked out? Or she's like, no, their last drink. I'm like a sip, or, you know, splitting a beer? And so I can remember where I was standing and what I was looking at when it dawned on me. Because I had been, you know, everyone around me, all my friends, family, everyone drank. I couldn't imagine not ever taking a drink again. And so even though I knew that I had a problem, I was going to meetings, I was, you know, I would go to someone's, and the obsession, I fell on my knees. I knew I needed help, and I asked God to help me. And it was lifted. The obsession to be drunk was lifted from me. And so I felt like, wow, this is amazing. I can actually take a sip, and I can put it down. And I thought, something's going on here. And so for a while, I was able to do that. It was, like I said, about 6 weeks. So anyway, when she told me, that's it. What that means when you take a cake, you know, you haven't even had a sip. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it. And she said, you know, can you just not take a drink for the rest of today and meet me in a meeting tomorrow? I'm like, okay, I can do that. So for a while there, I was just doing that. It was just the one day at a time, and all of the little cliches, those really helped me in the beginning. So because of that, I felt I had to really jump in, because actually during those 6 weeks, I was reading the 12 steps, and I thought, I've already worked them all, because I had already kind of had this spiritual awakening, because something crazy happened for me when I admitted that I was powerless over alcohol. It was lifted, but anyway, so, you know, I'm an alcoholic, so after about 6 weeks of taking a sip here and there, I realized that this wasn't going to work for me, and a lot of my character defects, a lot of my fears and things started to really take hold. So anyway, with that temporary sponsor, I was calling her every day. I got to do the next step. What do I do? Tell me what I need to do, because I was scared that I wasn't. Is that? Oh, like, oh no, okay. When did I start? Like at 45? 4 minutes? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Anyway, so I didn't have to go back out, so I did actually get sober. So I had to adjust. I was saying that, okay, I've been here 30 days because I've been going to meetings, so I had to adjust my sobriety date. And So I started really quickly working the steps, moving through 1, 2, and 3, and I did them again with the woman who's my current sponsor, because she had me write everything out, and that was really helpful for me. Like she was reading in the chapter 3, really conceding to my innermost self that I was an alcoholic. That was very important for me. I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I was raised by alcoholics, you know, generations before them, alcoholics. I did not want to be an alcoholic. But once I admitted that, and like Pilar was saying, that was really when my recovery really started. And a lot of my recovery has been about codependency, being an adult child of an alcoholic. I've really had to work on those character defects and really making amends to myself and treating myself with respect. And so I don't know how much more. Do I have any more time? I don't really know where to go. So I let's see. In my first couple of years of sobriety, I was able to go to a lot of meetings. I was going to 5 or 6 meetings a week, and spending a lot of time with women in recovery, going to retreats. And then I had to go back to work, and in my first year of sobriety, I took a road trip, an RV trip, took my kids out of school, and homeschooled them. And much to everyone's kind of, everyone was encouraging me not to do that. But I was able to get to meetings, you know, in Nashville. Some cool, I was able to go to meetings, and that was my first year of sobriety. But I read the big book, like you were saying. For me, in the back of the RV, I was reading. I read the big book a couple times through. So that really sustained me in that first year. And I'm really grateful that I was able to go to so many meetings in my first year. It really kind of laid a good foundation. But in this last year, my marriage was shaky. That was a lot of the reason why I got sober. I was doing things in making really bad choices in my marriage and agreeing to things and ending up places that I would have never... like I said, I've had to make a lot of amends to myself. I was doing things that, you know, and I had 2 little girls. So that was what was that. See that I needed to change my life, because I was doing things, and I thought if my daughters saw me do this, I don't know what I would do. So that was a really good wake-up call for me. But anyway, I brought that up because my marriage, I'm going through a divorce right now. And I'm going through the divorce sober, and it's really amazing. I mean, everything that we do, you know, in sobriety, if we stay close to our sponsor and to our meetings, it's workable. I have so much freedom today. And I work, and I take care of 3 kids and my home, and I get to usually just 2 meetings a week. I'd like to go to more, and I'm hoping I'm just was able to arrange a situation where I can go part-time at work so I can get to some more meetings. But anyway, I was going to kind of go through the 12 steps and kind of how they, you know, to kind of share my experience, strength, and hope. But all I can really say is I am a completely different person today. And I know, I think everyone would share this in their, after just 4 years of sobriety, I'm really excited about the next 4 years. I am... a lot of my fears, a lot of my character defects, and that was something too. I really worked a lot on my drinking at first, but then it was the character defects, and I saw how I could work the steps with each of my character defects and really to see how a lot of the things that I would do were just... like I would replace a habit or a relationship or something for my drinking, and how I could get really emotionally and sober. So using the 12 steps, you know, as a guide to work through a lot of my character defects has allowed me to get to the place now where I can go to my boss and say, you know, I want to work part-time, otherwise I'm going to have to leave, and, you know, she's begging me to stay. And before that, I owned my own business for a while, so I could drink and do that because I was my own boss. But prior to that, I would call in sick, you know, at least one day out of the week. And to think that I've been working almost 2 years and I haven't taken a sick day. And that's... am I done? So, Larry, again, thanks for asking me to speak. And, you know, just one day at a time, I'm looking forward to another day sober. Thank you.